All right.
Please quiet down a little. We're going to get started with how to lose weight. I'm going to put your mic on. It is on.
It is on, yeah. Yep. You can hear me?
Please give a round of applause.
Yes. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Aapo Alasuutari. I work at Valmet Automation, which is a Finnish national or global company. I'm there working on I'm the software architect and a programmer for a browser-based UI platform for running factories, basically. So if I make a mistake, then like millions burn in a day. It's fun. So I'm a TypeScript developer by day. I'm a choir singer. I'm an open source enthusiast and albatross. I'm a data-oriented design zealot, which you might see very soon. If you've not heard of data-oriented design, I'm not going to explain, but maybe you'll kind of get it anyway. And I'm developing the Nova JavaScript engine in my free time, written in Rust with data-oriented design principles in mind, which you will maybe also see a bit about here. So, losing weight. What do I mean by weight? First of all, whatever I mean, this is supposed to be like fun and like whimsical, but mostly I mean the amount of memory your program uses at runtime. That's what we usually think about. Though, remember, your code is also weight. It gets sent to the client, or even if you're in Node.js or something, it at least gets saved on the disk. Also, if you write horrible, horrible code, and you make your program so complex that nobody can understand that, that is also weight. The complexity of your program and the context knowledge required to work with it is also weight. And I posit that for any program, there exists an ideal weight. And this is kind of like a mix between the three kinds of weights there. You can take your own pick, like which one do you prefer? I'm more of the like, take out memory, increase the others, but not by too much. So I'm going to talk about losing weight as in approaching the ideal memory weight without ballooning the rest over much. Luckily, we can calculate the ideal memory weight. How many of you have heard of Shannon entropy? How many of you have heard of succinct data structures? I heard about them yesterday, and I was like, I've never heard of that. Oh, I know what those are, okay. Basically, Shannon entropy, which I will not explain, but it is this amount of surprisingness in your data. How surprising is your data? That is Shannon entropy. Or another way to say it is how many yes or no questions must be answered before the data is understood. For an example, you have a stream of bits where every 500 bits there is one non-zero value. So it's always zero except like one in 500 on average. I ask one question.